Hello, everybody. In today's Nach Delu, we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 133. We continue in the Shir Malos chapters. This is a short chapter with three psukim in it. This one is one of the more well-known and famous prakim of Tehillim. In this chapter, the author relates how great it is for two brothers to sit together. It's like fine oil being poured on the beard of Aaron. The Mefarshim will explain the reason why Aaron is mentioned here and not David is, one, because Aaron was anointed way before David by the erecting of the Mishkan, two, because Aaron was anointed in public, while David was anointed in private. The last verse in the parak continues to describe the profound beauty of the brothers who sit together. It's like dew that initially descends on Mount Hermon, then spreads out to the rest of Yisrael. Now, for the highlight pasuk, the parak opens with the famous verse of Shir Amaz LeDavid Hinei Matovu Manayim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, a song of ascents of David, how good and how pleasant are brothers that dwell in unity. The question over here is, who are the brothers in the pasuk referring to? I wanted to give a rundown on what the different commentaries say that the brothers are referring to. I think it's interesting to see how many different ways, like anything in Torah, can be learned. For starters, the Sephorno brings, the brothers are none other than Moshe and Aaron. The Malbim explains this is referring to Yisachar and Zvulun, who formed a partnership with each other. Zvulun would support Yisachar in learning. The Metzudas explains the brothers here are talking about all of Am Yisrael who are considered brothers, meaning to say how wonderful it is when there's unity amongst our nation. Rashi explains the brothers means all of Am Yisrael's together with God at the Beis HaMikdash, meaning how wonderful it'll be when all the Jewish nation reunites with God at the Holy Temple. The Radak explains the brothers are referring to the times of Mashiach, to the unity of Mashiach and the Kohen Gadol, who will rule together as a unit. And lastly, the Radwali explains the brothers are referring to the times of Mashiach when there will be an increase of God's divine light. God's upper elevated lights will be revealed and unified with this world. This is what it says, the moon will be the same as the sun, meaning a total yichud will take place and there will be a new world order. The world will be like it was at the beginning of the creation, and two kings will be able to share and wear one crown. The process of the merging of the kingships of the sun and the moon is called brothers, but it's merit to the final day of redemption when the moon will be restored to its original light, like the sun, when all of Am Yisrael will be united as one at the Beis HaMikdash with Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol, Moshe Aaron, and all the tzaddikim, all serving and experiencing God in unison. Stay tuned in our next episode of Nach Daily. We'll be moving on to Tehillim, Perek 134. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.